Ben Folds is a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. He's been around the music circuit for a long time, fronting his own band and working with everyone from DreamWorks Animation to the British novelist Nick Hornby. Although he's best known as a pianist, Folds is also fascinated with another instrument, the human voice. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon visited with Folds recently to find out more.
I think it's curious that no matter how jaded or cynical an audience or an audience member or anyone in the room present when an a cappella group is singing might be, they get chills. There's a physiological response that I've never read about or heard anyone talk about. Now, if you add into that that someone's playing some drums and adding a musical instrument to it, suddenly that part goes away. You don't get a free move the audience card anymore. It then has to become something else. So there's something about people singing together, whether it's church or sitting in a cave somewhere or in a large audience at a rock show, that's just somewhere on Maslow's hierarchy, I suppose. There's something about it that's important. And I don't know what that is, but that I think is compelling. I think it's timely because it's not as much money. It doesn't cost anything for people to sing together. All it does require is some time and some knowledge of the inside of music, which we assume that people don't have. And the truth is that they seem to have it because people are doing it.
That's the Spartones from Greensboro, North Carolina, with their a cappella version of the Ben Folds song, Not the Same. It's from the album Ben Folds Presents, University A Cappella. What led Folds to release a CD of collegiate a cappella groups covering his songs?
Suddenly I find, a few years ago, that there are maybe 200 or 300, at least on YouTube, a cappella groups doing different versions of my music. So I realized it was being covered, and some, in universities. So that made me happy. So I wanted to encourage that. But I also really, really was impressed with the way they were doing it. And then, you know, as you skip around on YouTube, you see, oh, they cover a lot of stuff. And it puts pop music in a different context. It's like suddenly it's the folk music of the time. And it's been really proprietary for a while. You know, you have to have a license and big record deal. You have to be a model. You have to shake your ass and have a stylist. And all these things have to be in place. And it's very intimidating. And everyone talks about that, but it still is intimidating. And I think it intimidates people. You know, we talk about what it does to people who feel bad about their weight and things like that. But it also makes people feel bad about singing. People don't sing because they're like, well, you know, I have to be tuned. I have to have a stylist. I don't look right. So what you see is the a cappella movement are kids who are just singing because people sing, because they have to. I take more of an anthropological interest in it in some way. Like that record you're talking about, those are field recordings, like a National Geographic field recording, which I loved when I was a kid. All happens in their environment, in their natural habitat. They're not given loads of takes. I just go in and record them, sing it. Okay, you're warm, fine. Put the mics on them, no science to this at all.
Take a walk, out the gate you go and never stop, past all our stores and wig shops, quarter in a cup for every block, and walk. smaller as you go. Down the tracks, beautiful McMansions on a hill that overlook the highway, with riverboat casinos, and you still have yet to see your soul. Jesus loves.
That's the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's Lorelei's with Jesus Land. Folds is one of the judges on the NBC TV show The Sing-Off. It's a singing competition featuring a cappella groups. Folds takes his role as a judge on the show very seriously.
I think you just take everything that comes up. This is the moment. I'm here. Here we go. And I signed up to do it, so I take it seriously. The people who are singing certainly take it seriously. And I think it's really wonderful that most of them don't take themselves seriously. I mean, look, if you looked up reality show singing contest a cappella cover artist, that would pretty much be dork, you know? But they know that, and it's like they've just broken the chains of that, which I really admire. I think that's hard to do in a overly commercialized world of cool. Everyone can't be cool. Like, that's so boring and so old. And they've been doing that since I was a kid, and I thought it would stop one day, and it just keeps going. It's just, it's creative bullying is what it is. And so I like to take the side of these people. I have people sometimes criticize and say, how come you keep calling these groups artists? I mean, they're not even writing their own songs. So, I mean, I don't know. Arthur Rubinstein, I consider him Horowitz's artist. I don't know why someone who interprets music can't be an artist.
The concept of cool comes up a lot in Folds' lyrics.
And when it comes to creativity, there's just no place for someone who's going to squash someone else's creativity, because those are ideas. I think right now it seems to be horribly rampant, not just negativity, which is what people talk about on television, but it's actually bullying. You threaten someone on television as a pundit or anywhere in public, that's just about bullying and intimidation more than it is about actually pulling these things off. And so I think with music, it's the same way. It's like there are hip websites, music critics websites, which are just childish. It's like, back to Rubinstein, have they ever even heard of Rachmaninoff? It results in a group of people bullying a smaller, or somehow they feel lesser group. Then that's the whole reason the cool thing has always bothered me or not. I like to see the triumph of people who have been bullied in any circumstance actually just break out of it, because, you know, there's nothing real about it. That you can keep a group of people from expressing themselves for a while, what's going to happen if they do express themselves? They're going to get beaten up, or nothing's going to happen. Creativity, it's like people singing together. Creativity of some kind, even if it's business, is just very important.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eyes. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. Flow like a feather in this beautiful world. I wish I was special, so very special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
That's Street Corner Symphony with their a cappella version of Radiohead's Creep. Street Corner Symphony were the runners-up on the second season of The Sing-Off. It's ironic that Folds has become one of the guiding forces of the a cappella revival, considering the early days of his music career.
I had these songs I'd written. I tried to get other guys in the band to sing them that had better voices, and they sounded like singers. They were putting on the singer face. I was writing stuff that I wanted to hear come out of a human being. And so, I sort of developed, I guess, a style of very little or no vibrato and no real loops and twists and flips, you know. By standards of what I see, all these a cappella groups in each town, I'm a below average singer, in my opinion. But I know what I want to hear out of the specific song, and I think that I deliver it in the way that I intended to write it. There are character singers like Bob Dylan, who you can flatly say, well, that guy's not the greatest singer, but he gets the point across. I'm stuck somewhere in between, because I can sing well enough to where I'm not going to be a character singer. But there's so many great singers out there. Just within this block, you probably find 100 people that could have record contracts. I used to think maybe it was one or two in a town. I now think it's about 100 per city block.
Effington could be a wonderful effing place. I can see it from the highway, and I'm wondering, are they effing in their yards, effing in their cars, effing in the trailers in the back roads and the parking lots of Effington, making my way to normal Illinois.
I think that there's something really cool, you know, about taking the pop music culture of the last however many years and just calling it folk music. There's something really neat about that. When you see four or five different a cappella groups cover a song, you wipe the slate clean because you're not hearing the musical instruments and the production that was associated with it. Now, if you see a television show where there's one singer and they're playing the tracks or band, it's going to be familiar. It's going to bring that song up in a way that there's still some sort of production stamp or ownership on it. But if you strip it all down, you just have people singing on a corner, suddenly it's just the song. And you really realize, like, Beyonce's songs and Kesha's songs, there are ones that are saying things in a way that is as good as 16 Tons and What Do You Get, Bony Fingers. They're just songs. They're very simple. There's something cool about us recognizing that.
And then the people who live in Normal can buy the movies that I make in Effington. That's what normal people do. Normal people do it too. Normal people do it too. Normal people do it. People do it too.
That's Ben Folds with Effington from his album Ben Folds Presents University Acapella. He spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.